the rest of the story. The pilots had been warned not to fly over those waters at moonrise. The bay is haunted, they say. By not one, not ten, but by an entire fleet of Flying Dutchmen. But sky jockeys are a fearless, practical lot. So, low they go, over the surface. It's an eerie calm, and the moonlight dances on it like beckoning demon sprites. The co-pilot's eyes suddenly grow wide. "Look over there," he whispers hoarsely, and the pilot follows his gaze to... Can it be? The outline of a huge vessel, perhaps 350 feet long and 50 feet abeam. Then another vessel, then another. "Pull up," says the co-pilot, sweat beating his brow, but the higher they fly, the more the ghost ships they see. Sailing, it appears, in tight formation, all headed west out of Mallows Bay. 100 ships or more that aren't there. All of them gigantic, most of them the same configuration. The pilot's imagination? Well, you ask Donald Chaumette. He's a no-nonsense, widely respected maritime historian. He saw the Phantom Fleet when he was only a boy, and the sight so filled him with wonder that he became what he is today, determined to learn the rest of the story. War is hell. It burns, literally. And when your war machine's made of wood, all the more so. By the time the United States entered World War I in 1917, the Atlantic was crawling with German U-boats, stealthy submarines that gunned down warships and freighters faster than the Allies could build them. Enter American engineer Frederick Eustis, who made this remarkable proposal. He said, "Why not build wooden ships? They're easier to construct than steel vessels, far less expensive." The appropriate authorities were convinced, and some 35 shipyards were contracted to build steamships out of wood. Within a few months, 1,000 of them were launched. And then, one November morning, just before dawn, a fleet of those wooden vessels was attacked, set ablaze, and sunk. Turned the sky blood red for miles around. But they reappear, it is said, especially at low tide, in haunted Mallows Bay. For the marauding enemy who burned and sank that American fleet were Americans. A battalion of marine demolition experts ordered November 7, 1925, to destroy a surplus for which there was no further use. But the executioners could not quite kill the condemned. For the 100 hulks that went down in shallow Mallows Bay rise from their graves whenever the tide goes out. A ghostly sight, even to this day, or more awe-inspiring still this night. You remember Donald Chaumette, the maritime historian who first saw the Phantom Fleet as a boy on a sailing trip with his family? Well, thanks to him and many like him, that watery graveyard will be preserved forever for its historic and ecological value. For those 100 Flying Dutchmen, just by being there, have invited a multitude of fish and wildlife to return to those waters, so remote and yet so near. For you see, Mallows Bay is 150 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, embraced by high forested bluffs on the Potomac River, just past Maryland's Sandy Point. What I'm saying is that one of the biggest and most historically significant shipwrecks anywhere on planet Earth is more than 100 miles from any sea, and less than 30 miles from Washington, D.C. And now you know the rest of the story.